Radio Access, 102.5 FM, radioaccess.org. My name's Josh Haugen, and we are here in the Radio Access studios for another interview before the Dakota Film Festival, this time more specifically, the Dakota Film Dash. And joining me to talk about that is Haley Flesness with DNN Cinematics. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
So for the uninitiated, because we've had a few of these already, what is the Dakota Film Dash?
So the Dakota Film Dash, basically the purpose is to encourage filmmaking in the Bismarck-Mandan community. And through that, we understand that like a lot of local creatives have like other commitments and everything. So we decided to essentially force people to create a film within 9 days, 9 or 11 days, depends which one it is. And so essentially teams receive a genre, character, line of dialogue, prop, etc., all on the kickoff day. And then immediately after the kickoff, people go into production and then they have to submit their films within that designated time. So it's a full 3 to 5 minute short film, and it's really great to kind of push local creatives to actually create a film. It's really awesome to see the final products, especially since everything's essentially assigned through random draw
right
in the beginning. So
what kind of skill level do you see? Because you see all of the registrations of people mm-hmm. coming in. What kind of skill levels do you see? Is it professionals? Is it beginners? What's going on?
Oh, and that's the amazing part. It brings together all different types of talents. Like we've had teams before shoot on their iPhone, and we've had people shoot on Red cameras and Aris. So it's really just like a wide variety. And what people shoot on doesn't really define how good their film is. So we see these professionals head to head with high schoolers, college students, and it's really awesome because all of them are really great.
So what are the rules for teams? Are there a certain number of team members that there has to be? Is there a limit on that? You already said the time limit for the film. How much time do people have to make their film?
Yeah, so we recommend between 1 and 5 team members, just because it is such a short project. Gets to be too many cooks in the kitchen after that, but we don't really limit it. Yeah, it's as many people as people want. Some people just do themselves. Some people do 8, 10 people. And so we just kind of leave it open to everyone.
So what are the teams being judged on? Because I know you did something really cool with the awards this year where each one was made by a local artist. And I don't know if you want to dive into that more as well, but what are the awards that these contestants are judged on?
Yeah, so there's 8 categories. There's best acting, best cinematography, best screenplay, audience choice, judge's choice, and then going off of the assigned things in the beginning, there's best use of character, there's best use of prop, best use of line of dialogue, and best, or I think that's all of them. I think that's 8. Best prop. I think I said
right.
them all.
Right. And then there's also just a judge's choice overall, and then an audience choice award given out at the end as well.
Yep. Both are, well, the audience choice is judged right at the screening, which is totally cool to see because put it up on the screen and then that isn't determined until the day of, which is a fun audience kind of interaction.
So as we record this, we're very close to the end of registration. As the kickoff happens, we're recording this on Thursday the 21st, and tomorrow is the end of the registration period. So if people want to register last minute, how do they do that?
So you can log on to dash.dakotafilmfestival.org. There will be a registration link right there. Registration closes at midnight on the 21st of March. So people are getting in last minute now. I just had a registration before this, so I'm expecting one at like 10 p.m., 11 p.m., you know.
And then so after people register, tomorrow is considered the film dash kickoff. And what is that event?
Yep. So that's when we assign the character, prop, line of dialogue, genre that day. We pick them randomly out of a hat. So at least one member of each team is required to be there or view it online via our live stream. And it's really fun this year. We are hosting it at Laughing Sun Brewery at 7 p.m. It's open to all. And then right after that, we're going into pre-brewed films, which is essentially kind of a recap of past films shown at the film festival, which is super fun.
Yeah, there will be a few fan favorite films from previous film festivals that'll be shown at that, as well as I think we're going to be showing some previous Film Dash films. And so you'll get a good flavor of what to expect for the film festival coming up April 4th through 6th. So I want to go back to the awards that were made, because it's a really cool thing. And I don't know if you can dive deeper into how those were made and what they are.
Oh, absolutely. So the awards were kind of in need of a new look and a new consistent look from Dash to Dash. So there was an idea of wanting to include local artists and also kind of a new form of the award, and kind of keeping it fresh each year, a new take on each one. So it's still like a great incentive to enter. So we came up with the idea to have all local artists paint them. So each category was assigned to a different local artist. And I think the majority of them will be at the Film Dash and the Film Festival, which is totally awesome. But yeah, we have like Ali LaRock, Anthony Nelson, Brittany Anderson, Erica Tooney, Medora Fry, Mike Renner, Nicole Gagner, and Paul Newt. They've all created one of the awards, and they are all awesome in their own way. We're so, so thankful to have them.
And if people want to get a sneak peek at those awards, they can go see pictures on the Film Dash's Facebook, right?
Yep. Those are all posted on Facebook, and people can see them in person on the kickoff day. And they'll also be displayed in the Dakota Media Access storefront or window front leading up to the film festival after the kickoff.
This is Radio Access 102.5 FM. My name is Josh Haugen, and we're talking to Haley Flesness from DNN Cinematics about the upcoming Dakota Film Dash, part of the entire Dakota Film Festival weekend happening April 4th through 6th. The Dash will be on April 6th as part of the matinee event. Anything else that we missed that you want to get out about the Film Dash?
No, it's just an exciting opportunity for everyone in the community to see, you know, the filmmakers in this area, because it's not really a super prominent thing. They're out there, but we've had quite a few returning teams each year, but we're seeing a lot of new people this time around. So it's going to be a great variety of talents and people in the area.
And I think we should mention that if you didn't get registered for this Film Dash and you'd like to participate, keep an eye out for future announcements. We did a horror Film Dash in October of 2018, and so you can expect something similar coming up maybe. And then again, just the Film Dash again next year, right around film festival time. So keep an eye out for future Dash announcements. Where can people go to find out more if they want to find out more?
So you can always go on our Facebook page, Dakota Film Dash. It should be at Dakota Film Dash, or you can go to the Dash website, which is dash.dakotafilmfestival.org.
Great. Well, Haley Flesness from DNN Cinematics has been my guest. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
To purchase tickets for the Dakota Film Dash and other Dakota Film Festival events over the weekend of April 4th through 6th, you can go to dakotafilmfestival.org or call 701-258-8767.